FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN police have launched a manhunt for suspects behind a mass shooting that left 8 people dead in Umlazi, south of Durban. Multiple officials responded to the scene at Zama Informal Settlement at U Section last night. Provincial SAP spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says the victims, aged between 22 and 40, were found with multiple gunshot wounds.
It is reported that the victims were inside their dwelling when an unknown number of suspects entered and opened fire, killing them at the scene. Investigations into the possible motive of the killings are underway. Police are appealing to anyone who might have information which can assist in the investigation to contact the nearest police station or call our Crime Stop number 08600 1031.
KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi and Premier Thami Ntuli are expected to visit the crime scene today. And motorists in Maritzburg have been advised to use alternative routes after the demolition of the Ashburton Bridge. The demolition began last night, with the project set to be completed by 5 tomorrow morning. Here's Cindy Msimang from the Road Traffic Inspectorate.
N3 will be closed between Market Road and Linfield Park. The diversion point will be Market Road Interchange if you are on the southbound. And if you're on the northbound, it will be Linfield Park Interchange.
And Eskom has warned the power grid remains constrained despite a more stable system. This week, Stage 2 load shedding was implemented during peak periods. The power utility's Daphne Mogwena says over 2,600 megawatts of power are expected back online by Monday.
Diesel usage is expected to decline as more units return from long-term repairs. Load shedding will not be necessary if unplanned outages stay below 13,000 megawatts. If outages rise to 15,000 megawatts, load shedding would be limited to 21 days, restricted to stage 2.
And abroad, the Israeli military says it's launched extensive strikes as part of a fresh offensive in Gaza. In a statement, it says the army is mobilizing troops to achieve operational control in the strip. Gaza rescuers reported that 100 people were killed in the besieged Palestinian territory yesterday. And back home, clear skies across KZN today. Durban and Pietermaritzburg reach a high of 26 degrees, Ladysmith 25, Richards Bay and Ulundi 29, Moy River and Newcastle 24, Margate 27, Kokstad 22 and Underberg 21. Sea swells at the Durban beach reach a high of 2.5 meters this morning, with sunset at 5:10. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.